It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Pope Family Dental. Pope Family Dental is located in the heart of Naperville, just off Jackson Avenue, across from Centennial Beach in downtown Naperville. Pope Family Dental is veteran-owned and operated. Dan Pope is the nicest guy, so relax and so gentle, and you forget you're in the dental chair. He tells the funniest stories, I'll tell you, and he really is the nicest guy to be around. He's a great dentist, and my kids all have seen him, and they're very happy with Mr. Pope. That's a true testimonial. So see the nicest guy in town, except on Christmas Eve. The nicest guy is the jolly old elf himself. Sorry, Dan. Visit Pope Family Dental. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. This holiday season, give the gift that drives home the holiday spirit with DuPage Credit Union's low 1.49% APR vehicle financing. This incredible low rate is good for up to 60 months on 2013 and 2014 model year vehicles. That's 1.49% APR for up to 5 years when you finance with DuPage Credit Union. Visit DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by J.W. Rule Landscape Services. J.W. Rule Landscape Services can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. Jim and his team use their years of experience, knowledge of plants, and formal training to complete your desired outcome, whether it's a large project or my personal favorite, Jim's Fairy Gardens. You don't want to miss those. I'm going to post some of those pictures on the website again because you're going to want to plan those and you'll notice the difference. Right now, get that dormant pruning done and get a head start on next year's landscape designs. Don't forget that fairy garden. Call Jim now to book an appointment. You can find all of his information on our Facebook page. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. You should see the Christmas dinner ideas they have, folks. Check out their website for details, www.belgios.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Stifel Nicolaus, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse in downtown Naperville, where they feature delicious mouth-watering steaks and tasty side dishes, along with that one-of-a-kind martini they call the Dolly Teeny. Gosh, I wonder what's in that one. Body Brown Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan. Naper Settlement, one of my favorite places on this earth. Make Naper Settlement a stop during this holiday season. Get away from all the hustle and bustle and check out their website, napersettlement.com, for details, or you can go to our Facebook page and click on the link for more information and their holiday hours. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Mad Landscaping. You need snow removal? Let Mad help. Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Get your holiday gift cards there today. And you know you've always wanted to learn to ballroom dance, no matter what your age. You can do it. I have done it, and it's been my weekly joy. So go for it. Dance, Naperville. Dance, Chicago. All right, enough of that silliness. The Chicago Marriott Naperville, one of my favorite staycation places to be in Naperville. Absolutely one of my favorite places. Now through December 31st, you can get a rate as low as $169, which includes $50 Chicago Premium Outlets gift card, a $10 Starbucks gift card, breakfast for two. It's an amazing breakfast buffet at the hotel's artisan table. You'll also be amazed at the hotel's Winter Wonderland display. It's baked by their finest pastry chefs. I stayed there last weekend, had a great staycation, very relaxing. It really put me in the holiday spirit. It's very festive over there. Check it out, the Chicago Marriott Naperville.com. Call for a reservation, 630-505-4900. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the American Club Resort in Kohler, Wisconsin. Another great place to go. Just a couple hours drive, though, from Chicago, the American Club Resort. It's the perfect getaway this time of year. Great shopping, too. Get it all done, relax, and shop at your leisure. The Dolly McCarthy Show is proud to be sponsored by the American Club Resort in Kohler, Wisconsin. Like I said, it's only a couple hours drive. Easy peasy. I swear I died and gone to heaven when I experienced their spa, and you will, too. Tell them Dolly sent you, the AmericanClubResort.com. And Last but not least, what's always at the end of the line? The trolley, the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Hop aboard the beautiful trolley for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bachelorette parties, holiday lights tours, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew if I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got to you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, my Jakey. Jakey, that's my nephew. It's only, how many more days till Christmas? Like 6 more days? And then Santa's here, Jakey. It's the season. Happy holidays, everybody. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I also welcome your calls, so call me, especially today, because today is the big reveal, and we will be telling you stop standing here. When I say we, it's because it's just me and Beth here and Rudy, my dog. I'll be revealing all of my favorite gifts, the gifts that I am going to be giving away this year that are my favorite things. I only give away favorite things that I would want to get personally, hint, hint. And I'm going to be revealing them. And so by you calling in, I have some of those items here. Well, actually, I have a lot of those items here, so I'm going to be giving them away. So you could keep them as a gift from me and the people that I've mentioned, the shops that I've mentioned and whatnot, or give them away, re-gift it. I don't care. You could do that. It's been done. Nothing wrong with that. Just make sure they didn't hear that you won it on the Dolly McCarthy Show. So you're definitely going to want to call in today, and that number to call in is 347-945-7215. Did I say that too fast? That number again is 347-945-7215. Okay, I'm just being a little silly today. And we have a lot of guests on the show today. Today is going to be a very entertaining show because it's the holidays, and is it 6 days until Christmas? 6 days until Santa. That's what I tell my kids. We do the countdown every year, and I say, or every morning. 6 days till Santa. We didn't get to do it today because today was kind of a crazy morning. You wouldn't believe all the things that I did already this morning before 9 a.m., before Beth walked in the door. Actually, you came in at 8:30, Beth. Just take that back. She was here bright and early, ready to go. But then I had her drive my kids to school. Jimmy and Shelly, my high schoolers, had a late start today. But you wouldn't believe the things that I started off doing today. I'm trying to squeeze in time, like all of you, to get the Christmas cookies done. But it just seemed like every day I say, okay, I'm going to do the candy cane cookies today. And the day just gets past me. And then I'm like, okay, I'll do it at night. And then I'm just too tired. I can't get these Christmas cookies done. But this morning, I said, I am going to get one of these Christmas cookies done this morning. So before the kids all got up, I got up, went in the kitchen, and I did one of our favorite Christmas, I shouldn't even say Christmas cookies. It's just a treat. It's called the Rollo Pretzel Delight. How many of you have made these? They're so easy to make. However, they can be tricky if you're not paying attention. You put the oven 350. You put the square pretzels on the cookie sheet. You slap the Rollo on it. It takes a while to unwrap those Rollos, but you put the Rollos on. Put it in the oven at 350 for what? 3 minutes. But today, I think I left them in there about 6 minutes, and the problem was the Rollos melted a little too much. The caramel got all over the place. It was all one big treat. That's what it turned out to be. So I finally got them out of the oven. And then what you do is you put a pecan, and those are my favorite nuts, you put a pecan on each one. So I've got one big, massive treat we got to cut into now instead of having those individual pretzels. Ugh. Anyway, they're still good. The kids were eating them this morning. Oh, Beth's got one. It looks so sad, doesn't it?
It doesn't matter. It all goes down.
Oh, my God. She's being too nice. Well, at least I got something done. The other night, I was came home from my daughter's Christmas concert at Washington Junior High. Came home, and I just collapsed on my bed, and about a half hour into my sleep, Molly, my youngest, came in. Did I tell you this, Beth? About 9 o'clock, she's, you know, shaking me. Mom, let's go sledding. It's funny, because I posted that we were sledding, and people are making comments going, where do you get the energy? Well, they didn't know that I was napping just before my daughter shakes me to wake up. So about 9 o'clock, was it Tuesday night, I think it was? Yeah, Tuesday night. I just jumped out of bed and said, all right, let's do it. Let's do this. So Molly and I, no one else wanted to go. They thought we were crazy. We jumped in the car, grabbed a sled, drove over to Rotary Hill, and down we went a couple times, and she went down a couple times. It was freezing. There were a bunch of kids there. Couldn't believe it. I thought we were going to be the only ones. I guess I'm not the only bad mom in Naperville.
No, Kurt did the same thing with Kara.
Oh, Beth then said that Kara, her youngest, and Kurt, hi, Kurt. Kurt Rivard, my pal, Beth's husband. He took care of too. What time did they go?
Around probably 7.
Oh, around 7. Okay. Well, that's normal. I went at 9:30, and I was freezing. It was so cold. But you know what? Life's too short. The season is short this year, so you got to get it in. So, you know, I didn't think Molly was too crazy. I actually thought that she was, it was a blessing. We had a great time. So I know the season's flying by, and you're probably stressed, all my listeners. You're probably stressed out wondering, how are we going to get it all done? You know what? If it doesn't get done, it doesn't matter. As long as you spent that time with those you love, give them that precious time, the gift of time. That's what it really is. It's the gift of time. And I'm here to tell you how important it is. I'm going to ramble on a little bit. Last night I took my two oldest kids to see Anchorman 2. And it's so important to spend time with your kids. I ran into friends that I knew there at the theater, and I was yapping away with them. My daughter says to me, Mom, I thought you were here with us. And she's so right. So my friends, I had to excuse myself, and they totally understood. And I spent the time with my kids, and they laughed harder than me during Anchorman 2. That show was hilarious. Anybody see that yet? I really liked the first one. I think I liked that the best, but this was great. And my kids, they really enjoyed it. We had a great time, and we could have spent last night baking cookies, which I probably should have done when I came home. But again, you just can't get it all in. But at least we had the quality time with my two older ones, right? That's what it's all about: spending time with each other this season. Okay, let me tell you. Speaking of spending time with each other, I hope you'll want to spend time with me. One of my favorite people on this earth, Mayor Pradel. This New Year's Eve, it's our little annual tradition. This will be our fifth year doing it, Mayor and myself. It's a free family-friendly countdown to New Year's Eve. So when I say family-friendly, what I mean is we're tricking the kids. No, I'm just kidding. Well, we kind of are. When my kids are really, really little, it was, yeah, it's midnight, and it's really 6 o'clock at night. You're doing the countdown, and they think it's midnight, and so they're so excited, and they're happy, and they go to bed happy, and everybody's happy. And anyway, so this New Year's Eve at 6 o'clock, Mayor Pradel and I will be at the Naperville Carillon to host Naperville's New Year's Eve countdown at 6 o'clock, and then at midnight, the mayor will be there. I won't be there. I will be sleeping because, or just about getting up again, because I have to work at CLTV at 2 a.m. So he will be there by himself. Don't miss him. But the two of us will be there at 6 o'clock. Actually, we'll be there probably about 5. We're going to hang around and do some sledding. Maybe I can get the mayor to go down the hill at Rotary Hill. The Carillon is right at the base of Rotary Hill. Always a good crowd. There's lots of festive things to do during the day from 12 to 5. There's going to be a New Year's Eve scavenger hunt in the downtown shops. This is all in downtown Naperville, folks. There'll be face painting, music, and other entertainment. The Riverwalk Eatery over there at the base of the Carillon, right by the Carolina at the base of Rotary Hill. That will be open from 5 to 6, and they'll have free hot chocolate and crafts for the kids. And then, of course, open sledding on Rotary Hill all night long. Hopefully, it looks like we're going to have the snow. It looks like the snow's going to stick around. I don't think it's going to be melting anytime soon. So there probably will be most likely sledding this year. And then the Park District, the Naperville Park District, is providing bells for everybody to ring and glow necklaces for the kids. And, oh, your kids are going to love this, a huge confetti drop. But that's not before the countdown at 6. And the Carillon Newers, Tim Sleep and Sue Bergeron, will be playing the Carillon. And they do such a great job with that. So join us on New Year's Eve. I would love to see you and spend time with you. That's what my message here this morning is all about, spending time with those you love, those you adore, those that you like to listen to on the radio, me, hint, hint. I would love to see you. So consider doing that if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, maybe before you go out with the adults, hang out with the kids with us there. All right. We have my pal, my good old pal, my favorite dancing partner in the world, James Dutton, is going to be joining us shortly. James, let me see if he's on the air right now with us. James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
I know it's early for you, and I appreciate you've done this before for me. I know this is kind of early for James, because James is dancing till 2 in the morning every night, right, aren't you, James?
Yeah, pretty late.
You're pretty amazing. This is James Dutton, everybody. He is the owner of Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville, and now they have a location in Oak Brook. Well, actually, it's not Oak Brook. It's
Oak Brook
exactly what suburb is it? Oak Brook Terrace. That's it.
Yeah.
And James and I, for those that are new to the show, James and I have quite a history. A few years back, about almost 2.5 years ago, James and I won the Mayor Ball Trophy in Naperville's Dancing with the Celebrities. Thank you, James, for that. And so he kind of guided me and helped me fall in love with this ballroom dancing, which now I continue. And James and I are we're dancing every week. What are we dancing for? We got a goal coming up, don't we, James? We got something coming up.
Yeah, we have an event in February called the Showcase that we're dancing at, and we're hoping to do another charity event next February in Chicago. So good. You're doing a good job.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask you how I'm doing, but since you said that, thank you. I got a long ways to go. But you know what, James, you make it so easy for me, really.
Well,
so I appreciate
some of your friends are seeing the videos that you're posting, so you can tell you're picking it up fast. You did some country western for the first time on Monday.
The country shuffle we did? I love the country shuffle. We had so much fun doing that.
I had a blast doing that.
But James, I wanted to let everybody know that kind of give an update. A couple weeks ago, James was on. You guys were collecting items for the tornado victims in Washington, Illinois. And I asked you the other day, how did the trip go? Because you guys were going to take all that stuff down to Washington. So why don't you fill the listeners in? Because we've plugged it a couple times on the air, and just let them know what's going on. Because I think, you know, there are people out there that still want to donate things and see how they can help. And I guess what happened to you guys is just kind of what people should probably follow. So tell us what happened after you collected all those items.
Well, we collected a whole bunch of stuff. We collected probably filled my SUV a couple of times over, and also some monetary donations. And the night before, there was a big snowstorm on Sunday last week, and the night before we went to go down there and called the police department down there to see where to take it, and they said, don't come down, leave it up here, and try. It's probably easiest for you to donate to the Red Cross up here.
Wait, how did he say that? Don't come down.
Don't come down, right? Because it was just, you know, they had a lot of people who were trying to donate, not a lot of them didn't know where to put it, so they recommended just bringing it out to the Red Cross up here. So we did that, and we filled. And we also donated a little bit to the Loaves and Fishes as well, probably a truckload full as well, so which was good for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. See, so you still got it there, but you didn't have to make that long trip down there because it was just too dangerous with all the snowstorms that we had and the freezing temperatures. You know, you never know. So we just wanted to share your experience with all that, and for those that are listening and still, we're still thinking about all those people affected by that tornado this last month in Washington, Illinois, those parts of the Midwest that were hit hard, and people lost everything. So we're still thinking about you all, and we hope that, really do hope that you're going to have a Merry Christmas, and we hope that all the things that people have shared and donated get to you and when you need them, and that you'll be able to rebuild and come back even stronger. And James and Arthur Murray and all the people that supported it, my listeners that donated things, thank you all so much for all your efforts with that. And keep it coming. Just donate to the Red Cross now, right? They'll figure it out.
You can bring it still into the studio. We're still going to collect for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, our intention was to go down to put on there, and I know during tough times, you know, just lifting your heart up is sometimes what's needed. And we're going to go down and bring a bunch of food and dance for them, but we couldn't connect. So we're going to pop down at a different time and do a little show for the community. That would be kind of cool. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So everybody, if you still have some stuff to donate during this most wonderful time of the year, James and Arthur Murray are willing to take it all. Take it off your hands.
I'll put it down. Yeah, there you go.
I want to say something because I just love you guys. And I just love the dancing. And I know people might be listening going, gee, Dolly, you know, you're always posting about Arthur Murray and you're dancing and you're good and I'm not good. But really, I've seen all kinds of people in your studio, James, old, young, middle-aged, older, I won't say old ladies, but older, and all different shapes and sizes, seriously. And I've even seen you've got all kinds of nationalities in there. It's for everybody, and it's so much fun. You don't have to go in there and compete. You could go in there and just dance and have fun. The music is great. I always pick on James. For me to get dancing, I've got to have some good music. And James is always putting these love songs on and slow songs on. I'm kidding, James. He's putting this music on. I'm like, no, put on this. Put on this country. What song did I make you play? Oh, Kerosene with Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
I always pick at him about my music. So he's good. He'll let you play your own music. We have so much fun. It's so much fun. And you guys have gift certificates, too. It makes a great holiday gift. It really does.
Yeah, we have a bunch of different gift certificates, all different price points. It's such a, you know, you were talking earlier about a year spending time together with one another. You know, sometimes the misconception of a studio is that people are only there to do competition, but the majority of our clients are there to spend time together and relieve stress and stuff like that. So, you know, the competition stuff, we have it, but the majority of people are just learning for fun. So anybody can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And for those that like competition and they need something to motivate them, you can do it. And don't you have some sort of a program coming up for those that want to take part in the showcase?
Yeah, we have a big event downtown Chicago with all the Chicagoland schools in February at the Hyatt Regency downtown. And I'm sorry, that one is in the one in February is in Rosemont. But we're all the Chicago schools together, and we do our school, this market's so big, so it's almost like a competition. But it's really just a chance for the students to show what they've been learning. Mm-hmm. We do competitions all the time. I just got back from Washington, D.C., and going to Hawaii next few weeks. So wherever you want to go, we can go.
Hey, that's incentive enough. Sign up for dance lessons and go to Hawaii. But the trip is on you. I'm kidding.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I always have a lot of fun, and I think you know, I didn't, it goes without saying, Arthur Murray, do I say this? It's on my favorite things list. Did I mention that? Did I tell you this, James? I'm doing favorite things. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Gee, look at that. I need a cup of coffee. I need another cup of coffee, please. Where's that intern? Oh, we don't have one. Beth, get my coffee. I'm just kidding. I mentioned earlier I'm going to be revealing my favorite gift ideas. And seriously, one of them, James, you're on it. You're like number 11 on the list.
What? Number 11?
A gift certificate of dance. A gift certificate of time with your loved one at Arthur Murray. I've even seen couples come in after I start to, when I leave and I'm taking off my dance shoes. I see couples walking in for their dance lesson. Isn't that sweet? I love that. So give the gift of time. Get a gift certificate for Arthur Murray. You're going to love James. But I have to say, if you don't feel like dancing with James or if he's not available, I've danced with some of the other guys, and they're all so pleasant and fun. We have a great time. I love going in there, James. I really do. You guys do it right. Thanks for all you do. And have a Merry Christmas, and
thanks so much
all you did for Washington, Illinois. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in today, James. Merry Christmas.
See you later.
See you later. See you next week at dance.
See you Monday.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. It's Christmas time. We let in light and we banish shame.
I love that song. I had to play that because I wanted to remember those in Washington, Illinois, who just had a horrible time this last few months. But they have been blessed with, we've been blessed watching the outpouring of generosity and kindness from people all across this country to help them after they were struck and their little town of Washington destroyed by this tornado. It was so neat to see and witness all the goodness, even in my own home, my second hometown of Naperville, my first hometown, Chicago, North Side. You all know that. But to see people come together and support them, you know. Do you know that song I'm just playing right now, Band-Aid? It's funny because they played this morning on WGN, and I'm going to pick on my buddy Demetrius Ivey, who's the new weatherman at GN. I love him. Demetrius, you rock. But he didn't know this song. Are you kidding me? He didn't know this song. It's not that old. It's like 30 years old, 20, 25 years old, something like that. I don't know. Do they know it's Christmas? Playing that, thinking of all of you in Washington, Illinois, and hats off to Arthur Murray for all they did, and Cheryl and Bob Neiman, too. A couple weeks ago, we had Bob on the show, and they went down there that very night after the tornado hit and to help out. So a lot of goodness in this world, that's for sure. Speaking of goodness, let's move on here. We have a special guest on the show. I want to introduce him today on the show. His name is Bill Blagg. He's a magician. Bill, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's your first time on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Welcome.
My first time. I'm so excited.
So you have been changing reality one city at a time, I've heard. How many cities have you been in?
I can't even count them anymore. I ran out of fingers.
Well, critics have hailed you as one of the top magicians, illusionists touring the country today, and I'm so glad to have you on the show today. And so welcome to the show, Bill Blagg. When did you get started in this magic world, Bill? You always done magic tricks?
Yeah, I think I did magic from day one, you know. I came out, I appeared, and the world was never the same. I started in magic when I was five. I got a magic set from my grandparents for Christmas. How fitting for the time of year.
Holy cow, I just got my daughter a magic set, my 9-year-old.
I hope it was
Christmas.
A Bill Blagg magic set.
It sure was. Sure was, Bill. Oh, my goodness.
I hope so.
That's usually,
otherwise,
I've
heard
you got
to go to BillBlagg.com and pick one of those up.
Hey, BillBlagg.com, check it out.
There you
Bill's
go. It's not
be
a magic
at
set.
The, let me just, let's promote this really quick because I'm
oh,
excited
yeah.
about this. I'm bringing my kids, and Beth and her family are coming. Beth Rivard, my producer. We're going out December 28th to the Paramount Theater to see you, Bill. I can't wait. There's two shows, two, and it's six. I'm going to the 2 o'clock show. You'll get 90 minutes, I've been told, 90 minutes action-packed, family-friendly, grand-scale magic and illusion. I can't wait, Bill. It's going to be so much fun. And,
I heard it's always been a dream of yours to assist in a magic show, and it's kind of one of those things you've always wanted a chance to do. You've been working on your stage presence with your dancing. So, you know, since you're coming to the 2 o'clock show, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come on stage that night and assist in a magic illusion if you want to do it. What do you think?
No way. Get out.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm
like
going to make your dreams come true, Dolly. I'm making your dreams come true.
We're making dreams come true on the Dolly McCarthy Show this morning. Get out. I would love to do that. What do you have in mind? You're not going to put me in one of those skimpy outfits where I have to wear like that.
No. It's a family-friendly show. So
okay.
You don't have anything to worry about. We'll take care of it all. And I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil what the surprise is going to be, but I got the perfect illusion for you to assist with us in. So all I'll say is make sure you dress comfortable because you never know where you might end up. And
oh,
you never know if you'll even come back.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm glad Beth's coming because the whole family's coming out. You're going to need somebody to kind of keep an eye on everyone.
Yeah, if I never come back, Beth, you're going to have to take over and raise my children for me.
It
make
could
sure,
be the
I'll
Beth
leave
and
a
Bill
note
show.
To them.
We'll make it the Beth and Bill show.
The Beth and Bill show. That's what he says. It's hilarious.
It's
the Beth and Bill show.
Like,
hilarious.
There we go.
Oh, my God. I would love to.
Yeah,
that's a dream come true. That is going to be fantastic. You're not going to cut me in half, though, are you? I have a feeling it's going to be one of those.
I'm not going to cut you in half. We're going to do something really cool that people have never seen in a magic show before. So Saturday, December 28th, Paramount Theater in Aurora. You're coming to the 2 p.m. show. And, yes, you're going to be my assistant on stage. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Me too. Well, thank you. I can't wait. And my kids, they're going to – maybe I won't even tell them. I'm not even going to tell them. I'm going to surprise them.
I'm just going to surprise them.
Yeah, totally even to call. So, people, you can get tickets, ParamountAurora.com for tickets to see Bill. Bill, where are you from? Are you from this area, Chicagoland area?
I'm originally from Zion, Illinois. And
okay, you're an Illinoisan. Awesome.
I'm an Illinoisan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I now call Wisconsin home, so I'm kind of like imported cheese, I guess.
Packer or Bears?
I'm definitely a Bears fan.
Yes!
I think my mom is one of the world's largest Bear fans. She has a whole basement all with Bear memorabilia.
Oh, she's probably in heaven right now with Bears in first place after that game Monday night.
Oh, she's excited, no doubt. Her and my dad go bear hunting. Every time the Bears are at dealerships signing stuff, they're off bear hunting. So,
you're in Wisconsin
now.
If I switched to the Packers,
I think I'd get disowned.
Oh, yeah. We would all disown. You'd never, ever be allowed to be on this show ever again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Just during
that's
football
if the show,
season.
That's if the show exists after December 28th.
Oh, too funny. You are too funny. Will Dolly come back? Tune in next week on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, I think everybody out there listening needs to come out to the show and watch. I don't even want to ruin it. I don't even want to tip
see
it off
come
a little
back.
Bit. I would love it.
Let's pack the house for Bill. And, if I do disappear, maybe all the more people in there can shout and get me back because I don't want to be gone forever. Please bring me back, Bill.
And I promise, if you do disappear, you will come back. I think the only people that we make disappear permanently are when the guys out there invite their mother-in-laws to participate on stage. So,
or Packer fans. Oh, I'm kidding. So bad. So you started magic when you were five. I love this.
Yeah.
You got it as a gift from your grandparents.
I did.
You're in Wisconsin. How do you do shows every weekend? I mean, This is great. I've been hearing all about your magic. You know, I think one day I'll be in Vegas and I'll see Bill Flagg up there on the marquee. And I knew him when. You know, he made me disappear for a couple of minutes.
There you go. Yeah, no, we travel the entire country. So, I mean, we go from Boston to Austin, Chicago. We're literally all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Over just the past few months, we've done over 28 shows in 12 different cities and performed for over 50,000 people. And
wow.
we just wrapped up our tour in Florida, and now we're back up this direction, and it's exciting to be back in a home area. And the Paramount Aurora is just a beautiful theater, and we can't wait.
It sure is. Yeah. Do you have a favorite trick or stunt?
Oh, I do.
What do you call? What
we
is
call
it?
Them, well, you could call it illusions, tricks.
Illusions.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. Like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, I turn tricks. I'm a magician. No, my favorite one, for years, my favorite illusion in my show has been my dancing handkerchief. I won a national competition with that when I was 18. And it's a pocket handkerchief that comes flying out of a radio, and he just jams on stage. I mean, he's got better dance moves than Justin Timberlake. This thing's incredible. But
oh, that's
I have
gonna
a
be,
new favorite.
We'll see that
year.
On Saturday? We're going to see
you'll
that on the 28th.
That.
You're dancing.
Yes, you'll see that on the 28th. But I have a new favorite this year. I've been working on this one for 13 years. It's been in the show now for 6 months. And it's a hoverboard, like from the movie Back to the Future.
Yeah?
Yeah,
and
so
you...
it's like, do you remember when Michael J. Fox got on that flying skateboard?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, and he was being chased by the people, so he was
yes.
you know, tearing across. And then
by the
obviously
bullies.
They don't
mm-hmm.
work over – yes, the bully. So – I actually have the world's only hoverboard on the 28th on stage, and I'll throw it down to the ground, and the sucker floats up, and I'll demonstrate all the cool tricks and stunts this thing will do, and then I'll actually get on it and take it for a ride across the stage.
Get out. Wow.
Yes, and there's
this
no camera tricks because the show's live.
He is believing. Wow. You know, that would make a great Christmas present. You're going to sell these things? You're going to... put them on the market eventually?
They might be in the Bill Blagg magic kit.
Oh, my God. We got to get this magic kit. I think I got it at the dollar store, this magic kit. I got it at Five and Under. There's a new place in Naperville. Five and Below or Five and Under. It's like everything in the store is $5 or less, and I got this magic kit. You'll probably crack up. You probably laugh at the tricks that are in this thing. So I need to check out your box of magic because my 9-year-old is really into magic. She came home from school with a few tricks that she got from her teacher, and she's just loving it. She's showing me these things. This is the one that woke me up about 9 o'clock the other night to go sledding. She's such an adventurer. We got to check
out
your magic.
Yeah, have her practice those tricks in that magic kit. Show me something on the 28th. I'd be excited to see it.
She's going to want that dancing handkerchief. No, that's really cool. Okay, so what else are we going to see at this show? Any other – are you going to do a Houdini thing where you're going to go in the water tank and
the water
be
tank?
In chains? And
no,
remember
we got,
Houdini?
We got,
do you remember Houdini? Weren't you fascinated with him? I remember as a kid learning about
him.
Yeah,
I mean, I grew up when I started learning magic. I mean, obviously my heroes in magic were Houdini. I read a ton of books on him. And then mm-hmm. David Copperfield had all his annual TV shows on. But no tanks of water. But we had – this show is an action-packed – it's probably close to 2 hours of grand-scale and audience-interactive magic and illusions. So, I mean, we're going to make
wow.
somebody from the audience levitate in midair. We got something special for you. We got the hoverboard in the show, the Dancing Hank. We have a new illusion this season where I get locked up and put inside of a clear glass box that gets suspended 10 feet in the air, and then I instantly disappear from the box, and something really cool happens to conclude that. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it's definitely one of those that you pick your jaw off the ground when you're all done.
Wow.
Now I'm
going to
make
really
it snow out of my hand.
If someone wanted to be a magician, you know, how did you do it? Did you go to – is there a magic school? Is there schools out there? Where do
oh,
they
yeah,
go
Hogwarts.
To learn all these tricks? What's that?
You go to Hogwarts.
Are you serious? You kidding?
Yeah, you know, me and my pal Harry, you know, we're pretty cool. I got a hoverboard, he's got a floating broom.
He's a stand-up comedian, too.
Yeah, you know, well, that's the big thing. The show's about having fun. It's not the kind of magic show where you put a top hat and a cape on, and
yeah.
I'm going to stand there with birds flying out of my hands. And it's more of an interactive show. We want to laugh. We're going to have a really good time. And in terms of learning magic, I mean, I studied a ton of books from the local library at my elementary school. Shout out to Beulah Park Elementary School in Zion, Illinois.
Hey, all right.
Hey, holler to Beulah. But, no, I just read a ton of books, and my dad found a magic shop in Chicago and took me there for my 8th birthday. And it's still in business today, Magic Incorporated over on Lincoln Avenue.
You're kidding.
So,
oh, that is so neat. And I bet they got a picture of you on the wall. I bet they do.
Yeah, I don't know if they do, but maybe I should.
They should.
I should send
they
them.
They better more. After hearing
like,
this.
Like, Dolly told me to send this.
You better send it and autograph it.
There you go. I'll say from Dolly McCarthy.
Dolly said to do this. All right, guys. Bill, it's so fun talking to you, and I can't wait to – thanks for inviting me to be a part of the show. I can't wait. I can't wait
this
to disappear.
This is great. I'm
can make that happen for about a month. Maybe I could. I could use a long nap.
Just think about where you want to go. I heard about Hawaii earlier. Maybe we'll send you there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be nice, too. Well, if you want to see Bill and his magic, check him out. He's got the world's only hoverboard, and he'll fly around the stage on this hoverboard just like Michael J. Fox did in the movie Back to the Future. He's going to make me disappear for how long? We don't know. Tune in. So check out Bill's magic at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Illinois, Saturday, December 28th. Kind of a nice thing to do. Get out of the house, kind of done eating and laying around and playing with toys and reading. Get out to see this fantastic show. There's two of them. There's a 2 p.m. show and a 6 o'clock show. I'll be at the 2 p.m. show. And it's about 90 minutes, Bill. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's probably about 90 minutes, just a little over. And we take a break, so we'll have a nice little intermission so people can stretch and hit the restrooms and do all that great stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. I love how you were 5 years old when you got the magic set from your grandparents for Christmas. What a great gift idea. And you could check out Bill's magic kit and anything more about it. If you can't make the show that weekend, check out his website, BillFlagg.com. That's Bill, BillFlagg.com. And then the ParamountAurora.com for tickets. It's a great show for all ages. Come on out and join me. Love to see you all there. Thanks so much, Bill, for being on the show.
My pleasure. It's been awesome. Thank you so much. And I'll see you on the 28th at 2 p.m., and now I'm going to disappear.
All right, disappear, and have a merry, merry Christmas, Bill. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, it is. It's still the Dolly McCarthy Show. You're listening to Dolly McCarthy live. On her own show. I can't believe I have my own radio show. Can you believe it? You can too. You can do anything you want. It's just no illusion. This is no magic trick. Wasn't that funny? I love talking to Bill. I don't know. What is he going to do? I'm just glad he's not going to cut me in half on stage. Beth was kind of goofing around with me and teasing me and said something about he has a surprise for me. He's going to say something. And I'm thinking, is he going to want me to get up there and he's going to cut me? And she's laughing. She's like, yay. I knew it. I just knew it. So this is good. I can disappear. Just hoping I disappear for a good long time so I can get a nice after Christmas nap. That sounds good. I'm kidding. This is a wonderful time of year and so much going on. I have, this weekend, I've got an ugly sweater party to go to. Do you have an ugly sweater, Beth? Oh, yes, you do. I saw a picture of Beth and Kurt. They came in first place. That's right. They went to an ugly sweater party last weekend. She posted the pictures on Facebook. They were hilarious. Beth and Kurt, they got first place. So funny. Well, I don't have an ugly sweater, but I have an ugly vest. I shouldn't say it's ugly. It's kind of cute. Very 80s looking, you know. My older sisters have all kinds of these sweaters in their closets. It's kind of funny. But that's this weekend on Saturday night. And Saturday night, I'm also, after I go to the ugly sweater party, I'm going to scoot over to, listen to that, I'm scooting over to Scooters. Scooting over to Scooters. Scooters Roadhouse, you know that's one of my favorite places to go because you know I love country music. And they have one of the best venues, stages, rooms for country music. You remember a couple months ago I was there, a bunch of listeners came out. We all were there to meet David Lee Murphy after he was on our show talking, you know, Dust on the Bottle, one of my favorite songs, David Lee Murphy's song, and I was so honored to introduce him on stage. Well, this Saturday night, one of my other favorite country singers, and he's a rising star, you know, he's also a firefighter in Naperville, so one of my heroes, one of many people's heroes, Mr. Billy Croft and his band, the Five Alarm Band, will be at Scooters this Saturday night, and I'm so honored Billy is on the show this morning again. Do you remember Billy Croft, everybody, from 4th of July? Do you remember? Everybody knows you, but he was on the show on the 4th of July when, poor Billy, he was on the show. Billy, hey, welcome to the show. First, I got to say hello before I keep going on and on and on. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very talkative today. I just had my second cup of coffee. Thank you, Beth. You know, a lot of people may remember you being on the 4th of July show. That show was hilarious because someone was blasting music. We were live at Ribfest. And you never know when you're on location what's going to happen. But Billy was so patient. There was some guy blasting the music right in front of us, so we don't know how that show ended up. But I'm just glad to have you back on the show. One of my favorite artists of all time, really. We had so much fun. Then later that afternoon, Billy performed at Ribfest. It was a great concert. And I'm so glad that you're going to be over at Scooter's Roadhouse, so I might be able to catch you Saturday night as long as I could get a ride from the ugly sweater party to Shorewood. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, folks, or you do have plans, maybe the latter part of the evening on Saturday, get over to Scooter's Roadhouse, my friend Terry over there. Say hi to him, Terry and Peter, the owners at Scooter's. Tell them Dolly sent you. And check out Billy Croft. If you don't know him, like I said, he is an amazing country singer. And
nice
Billy,
for you to say.
Really. 18-year veteran, the Naperville Fire Department. Well, tell us a little bit more about you, Billy, for those that are just learning about you.
Well, like you said, I've been with the Naperville Fire Department 18 years. April will be 19. I live in St. Charles with my beautiful wife, Lucy. I have three children, one in college. What a shock that is.
Wow.
And... yeah, and I'm in a one of the hottest country bands in Chicago, Billy Croft and the Five Alarm, and you know it's been a lot of fun, a lot of opportunities over the last few years since this band's been formed. You know,
how
like
long
you said,
has the band been? How long have
this
you guys been together?
This is our fourth year. This is our fourth year together. Mm. Yeah, and it's just it caught on real quick and. You know, playing Ribfest on July 4th was pretty amazing. You know, 7 p.m. on the main stage in front of, I don't know, 25,000 people or so. It was kind of a rush.
Yeah, and you put on a great show that night. We had a blast. My daughters were up there, and they're looking. They were in awe of you, Billy. And then at the end of the show, Billy was so sweet, he gave them T-shirts. And they wear those T-shirts still to school, and they think they're hotter than... that hot tamale candy. They really do. They're so proud of those teachers. They just love you. And play your
good.
CD in the car. And one of my favorite songs that you have is You Ain't Country Till Your Boots Dirty.
Yes, yes.
That's
yes,
one of
I
my favorite
song.
Songs.
Yeah, it's a good song. That's a really great song. I wrote that with Danny Wells in Nashville. Danny is great songwriter. He's had five number ones. In country music, he wrote Check Yes or No for George Strait, a bunch of number ones for Rascal Flatts, just a great guy, and, you know, that song just came right out. It was, I think we had that written within an hour, so easy to write.
Really? Within an hour? Wow. That's just amazing when you hear that. So you're going to have a lot of your originals you're going to be playing those at Scooters, and then you do play favorite songs that are, you could hear them on the radio today. I've heard you play Darius Rucker, a.k.a. Hootie.
Wagon Wheel. Yeah.
Wagon Wheel, mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's a great show. And your Lucy, your wife Lucy, she's fantastic up there, too. Great singer, very, really great entertainer. So it's a really, really good show. So get out and see him at Scooters, really. I can't tell you how much I enjoy watching you guys. And when I tell people about it, I'm like, just get to the show and see it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know.
It's a lot of fun. It's high energy. You know, we play, you know, everything that's in the top 40 practically, you know, that you're hearing on the radio. And we work really, really hard. So there's no distraction. You know, you feel like you're listening to the radio.
Yeah. Well, you've been playing a lot of venues this year. What's coming up next year for you? Any big news, anything exciting happening, or where are you playing next in the new year?
Well, you know, our gig calendar keeps growing. We did about 100 shows this year. I feel like we're going to pass that in 2014. A lot of festivals. But the biggest thing that's happening is I'm involved with a new TV show in Nashville called Homeland Heroes 911. And it's a reality-based TV show that helps firefighters and police officers and first responders that have been injured or come down with some illness and they can't go back to work. And we go in and we see what their needs are. We get the community involved. You know, we hold a big concert, you know, for the family. And I'm working with some great people, Leroy Parnell, Mike Pyle. It's just some great, great people. A lot of people are getting behind it. And we're getting ready to shoot after the first of the year.
Hey, Billy, that's really exciting. And what an amazing opportunity there, too. You're in Nashville, and it sounds like an amazing show and perfect for you, firefighter, be involved with that and down in a place where you can continue singing your music, doing your music and getting out there. And sounds fantastic. Really cool.
Yeah, so we'll keep you
very
informed
cool.
about what's going on and with all that. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, as you can imagine. And but looks like we've got you know, just you know, I can't really say who's our sponsors and, you know, who's involved yet, but it's just a really, really, really great thing that's going to happen. So
that sounds awesome. Well, I think I've mentioned it on July 4th, but I'll say it again. I met Billy I think it was 2 years ago. I had not heard of Billy Croft and the Five Alarm Band. I couldn't believe it, but I met you 2 years ago, thank God. Met him every year. The city of Naperville has a 9/11 memorial ceremony, and I've been honored to MC that every year. And Billy sang the national anthem 2 years ago, and I just listened to his voice, and, you know, it just brought tears to my eyes. Everybody. There wasn't a dry eye in the crowd. You're an amazing singer, songwriter, performer, Billy, and I love that you're from Naperville in the fire department, so I want to support you, and, you know, and we're behind you 100%, and we just really just love your music, and keep going, and to keep us, you know, keep us informed what you're doing, and keep us in the loop about this home, what is it, Homebound Heroes, 9/11, 911?
It's Homeland Heroes,
Homeland
Heroes, 911.
911. Keep us in the loop about that for sure. And
I will.
And
I'd like to give a shout out to. Can I give a shout out to my Naperville brothers out there? I know some of them are listening. Some of the firemen. I know we had a tragic fire a couple days ago, and it was a hard go. But I just want to say I'm thinking about you, and you guys are the best, and I love y'all.
Oh, that's so true. Were you there at that fire, Bill?
No,
Billy, were you there?
I was not.
Okay.
No.
That was right in my neighborhood, too. My kids saw the fire on their way to school. And just a tragedy. Two people lost their lives in that. It's just, you know, fires like that are rare in Naperville, but I know it's got to be hard on the firemen when they find out that someone was in there and lost their life.
Yeah,
because they just, we have a top-notch fire department here.
And we do. You should be proud that these
proud.
Men and women are protecting these citizens in Naperville. It's one of the best fire departments I've ever been around. So
absolutely,
I'm very proud
agree.
To be part of it.
Well, we're very proud of you, Billy, and you're part of it too. And I know you got a gig coming up. You're going to be on Man Cow. You know, it's so funny. Man Cow just started following me on Twitter. It's cracking up. So we're going to hear you on Man Cow. Is that coming up?
Yeah, on the 23rd of December.
Monday.
Yeah, we're going to be down there pretty early, 6:30 in the morning, and do the taping. And we're going to be doing some Christmas songs on his show, which is simulcast on his TV show and his radio show. So it should be interesting.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's always interesting on his show. Are you, how are your pipes this morning? You got time to sing us a little song? Maybe a little song?
Oh, I'm not warmed up, and I don't have my guitar anywhere, so... you know, how about this? Merry Christmas to you. That's all I got.
Billy Crabb, we love you. That's awesome. Hey, can I just, can I play maybe, would I get in trouble for this? Playing one of your songs on, off of
no.
YouTube? Would you,
nope.
Would you sue me for this if I played one of your songs?
No, go
Billy
for
Crabb.
It. It's all.
Let's see what we got here. We got something here,
you know,
Billy.
Whatever you want.
Is this you singing Johnny Cash? There's Lucy. I'm on YouTube now. And you know what? I have one of Billy's CDs, but I don't know how to put it in here to play it. Isn't that pathetic? Here we go. Here's something. It's coming. Got bars. You know what bars are. So, you know, and I produced this show. You think I'd have it already. Here we go. Where is this? No, it's not coming up, Billy. Well, Bill, I loved your Merry Christmas anyway. We're looking
well,
forward to
you
seeing you
much.
Saturday night. Check them out. Saturday night, everybody. I'll get one of those Billy songs up here soon. Check them out Saturday night at Scooter's Roadhouse in Shorewood. At about, what time are you going on? About 8-ish, would you say?
9 o'clock.
Oh, 9 o'clock. He's going on at 9.
Yep.
Get there early to get a good spot. That's a great venue. A lot of legends have been in there. You know Mr. David Lee Murphy.
Yeah, he's an Illinois boy.
Yep. Here
yep.
we go. I got Billy, but this is... Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I don't have you queued up, Billy. I'm going to get it.
It's
I'm going to
okay.
get it ready before the end of the show. We're going to play you.
It's all
but,
good.
All right, have a great time Saturday night, and have a Merry Christmas. Say hi to Lucy for me.
I will. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having me on the show, and hopefully we'll see you Saturday night.
Yeah. All right, take care. Thanks, Billy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, darling.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty. Mr. Billy Crabb, you got to love that man. One of Naperville's finest and amazing, amazing singer and artist. And I want this man to succeed. I want him, no, he's already been a success, but I want him to play all over the country. I want people to hear his music on the radio all over the country, especially that song. You know that song, You Ain't Country Till Your Boots Are Dirty? Oh, my God, people. Go to his website, billycrabb.com. And there's also that facebook.com/BC5Alarm. And download that song, You Ain't Country Till Your Boots Are Dirty. It's a great song. Scooter's Roadhouse is also having a Christmas party. I want to mention it because they've been a sponsor of the show, too, benefiting Make-A-Wish Foundation. And that Christmas party is on Monday night, December 23rd, from 8 until midnight. It's only $25 per person, and that is an open bar and a food buffet. Isn't that amazing? $25, open bar and food buffet. What a fun party. Bring a toy. They're going to donate these toys, and they're going to have an ugly sweater contest. These ugly sweater contest parties are all over the place. They're hilarious. If you got an ugly sweater party that you're going to this weekend, do me a favor. Post a picture on my Facebook page. I would love to see that. All right. I'm going to try to find a song for Billy. But I'm going to try to get up that You Ain't Country Till Your Boots Are Dirty. I should have had that queued up. But I got the phone lines are just blowing up here. I got to get moving on. Ronnie B. Elvis. Yes, Elvis is going to be in the studio in just a moment. Hang tight, everybody, and enjoy the Christmas music. Oh, gosh. You're having a little malfunction on the... Oh, boy, Beth. We need to hire a producer, don't we? Here we go.
You guys know what time of year it is? What time?
I got it. Hey, everybody. It's that time of year. It's the Christmas time of year. And here, I'm going to play a little bit of Billy Crawford here for y'all. Here, listen in. This is one of my favorite songs.
You ain't country because your four-wheel drive is the latest stiff side that's smoking high, fresh off the lot. You ain't country because them boots you're wearing shine up like a diamond.
You got to listen to it. Download it on iTunes. I finally just downloaded it. I have his CD, and I just never got around to downloading the CD into my iTunes library. But it's there on iTunes, only like 99 cents. It is a great song. That should be playing all over the country, and I'm sure one day it will be. Billy is, like I said, can't say enough good things about that man. He's one of Naperville's finest firefighters and a great performer as well. Check out his concert at Scooters. Okay, I have to move on because, like I was saying, Elvis is in the house, and I got to find him, though. We got to find him. There he is. Elvis is now in the building. Ronnie. Ronnie B. Elvis, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, darling?
Yes. I hear
good,
you.
Good,
hey,
good,
Elvis.
Good.
Oh, my God. I can't believe Elvis
can
is on my show.
Can I ask you one question before we go any further?
Sure.
Okay. Come Christmas, you're going to be in Naperville, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be in Naperville.
All right.
And I'll be in Elk Grove visiting my mom, too.
Oh, God bless. Sweetheart, listen to me. And I'll be in Chicago. So I got something I want to tell you before we even go on with this. It goes like this. Hail, blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue, just thinking about you. Don't a bum bum, right? Hey, back away. Okay, we're done. How you doing, girl?
Oh, Ronnie. Ronnie, you sound just like the king.
Who?
If I didn't know.
God bless the man.
Everybody, welcome Ronnie B. Elvis on the show. He is an amazing Elvis Presley tribute artist. He's going to be performing on Sunday, this Sunday, December 22nd, at an old Irish pub in the northwest side of Chicago, where I'm from, born and raised. Listen, I don't have any country twang going on. I should be trying to sound like Elvis here.
Pardon me, ma'am?
Where are you going to be on Sunday?
I'll be over at the Corrib. It's called the Corrib Irish Pub. That would be at 5522 North Elston Avenue. They wrote it up. It's a beautiful. It's like if you were on the Emerald Isle, you would be in that pub. All right. It's been there for 60, 70 years, and it's been taken over by a good old Irish boy, and he wants me to go over there. Okay.
Oh my, that sounds fun! What a fun thing to do this Sunday. Come and see the Ronnie B. Elvis Christmas show, and I bet he'll sing Blue Christmas for you if you ask him. Listeners, what are you? You have something special for my listeners too.
Is that?
I heard you have something special for them. That when they come to the
show. Oh, I understand what you're saying. If they show up at the pub, I'll give them a signed scarf, a signed CD, a signed scarf, a signed CD, 4, 5, 6 of them. That's good with me.
Hey, so show up early and tell them you're a Dolly McCarthy Show listener and a fan of Ronnie B. Elvis. We're all fans of Ronnie. That sounds awesome, Ronnie. Hey, when did you get started doing this Elvis stuff? Have you always, you know, when I was, oh my God, I was a baby and I was in love with this man. He was my first crush.
Uh-huh.
For you to be Elvis, like, are you Elvis every day? Do you?
No. I'm a realist, you know. I mean, I come right down to being myself and do whatever else I got to do. You know, nonetheless, though, my heart has been involved with Elvis since I was a baby. You know, I don't know. When I say a baby, what it comes down to is, I can tell you this. When Elvis used to come on the television and I was sleeping, my aunt would come over and wake me up. I had my Dr. Denton's on, if you know what I'm talking about. And when the family was over, I'd have to get out there when he was on television to go ahead and do this, that, and the other thing. So it's almost been something that, like, I grew up with. I don't know how. It just flowed, you know.
Yeah, and how old were you when you first did your first impression of Elvis? Do you remember?
Well, I can't tell you that. You know, I ain't going to tell you, my hair is dying and hides the gray. Man, and that's a secret, baby.
Baby, I love it. Well, how about when did you first perform publicly, Elvis?
Oh, well, goodness gracious. Not even doing Elvis. Back then, I was, I was about 12, 15 years old. I was doing, youth centers and this and that. Not doing Elvis, just performing, you know, just doing whatever the heck kind of music I was doing. And then at that point, I moved on to the Holiday Ballroom.
Oops.
Hello?
Yeah, you're there. Sorry.
Something happened
there. That producer, we don't pay much, goofed up.
I moved on to the Holiday Ballroom in Chicago, which is now gone. And I had a band called the Excites. And we used to open up for the Buckinghams, Michael
really,
and the Messengers.
The Buckinghams? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We used to open up for them. We were the opening act, you know. We were kids that weren't signed, you know. We were just, like, in high school still, you know, seniors. And Denny and the boys were already out there doing their thing. So anyhow, we used to do that. And then at that point, from there, I gravitated to Rush Street. And at that particular point, you know, I had a couple bands together. I had a group called Promise. I did a lot of blues. I did some voiceovers in the studios for Chicago studios for commercials and what have you. And then at that particular point, when we were rolling with that down on Rush Street, I hooked up with guys from Little Boy Blues and God rest his soul, Joe Kelly. I want to give a shout out to him. My heart's with him. And he used to be with Shadows of Night. And, I've been on the scene for quite some time. And it got to the point where, you know, it's just like rock and roll and rhythm and blues and blue-eyed soul ain't still happening here. So I took off and I hit the road. And at that particular point, I had a band called Promise. And we played a lot of country rock and roll, lived in Tucson, Arizona, Wilcox, Arizona, and kept that all rocking and rolling. And to the point when it petered out, then the next thing you know, bingo, I'm back in Chicago going, oh, it'll bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Talking to you, Dolly.
I love it. I love how you just break out with the king. Hey, have you ever met the king? Have you ever met Elvis?
No, I wish I would have. I really, truly wish I would have.
I have a friend who went to see an Elvis concert with his great aunt when he was like 5 years old, and he has one of Elvis's scarves. When his aunt passed away, you know how Elvis used to give those scarves away? Like you give those away randomly.
Oh,
on
heck
stage.
Yeah, I throw them out like tissue paper.
Oh, heck yeah. And you're going to give autograph ones to the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners. How exciting is that? See, we got some perks on this show.
Okay, let me tell you this. Hello, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You are still on
there. Well, I'm getting okay. Anyhow, what it comes down to is one thing I do want to tell you, though, is I did get a blessing to meet Myrna Smith, God rest her soul, she passed on. She was the gal that she headed off the Sweet Inspirations with Elvis, you know, the backup girls that sang behind him. And I met her personally. Oh, it was a blessing. And then I also met I don't even know if I can pronounce his name right. One of the gospel guys there, Joe,
okay.
I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his last name, but I met him, one of the gospel guys behind him, and they're quite the beautiful people to ever meet, and give me little, you know, anecdotes about the King, and it was enlightening, it was beautiful.
That's really neat. That's really, really neat. So what is it like when you're on stage imitating Elvis? Do you really feel like you're Elvis? Do you get into character? I mean, obviously
of course.
You get into character, but has your mind ever tricked you into thinking you're Elvis?
No, I'll tell you one thing about
my
mind. It's going to
really
blow your mind. Google this. My mother was born, all right, on January 8th, Elvis's birthday, okay? How about that? That's like, what's that, the gal who was scared by the mouse, by the elephant, or whatever, how that goes? But anyhow, indeed, my mother was born on Elvis's birthday. Ain't that something? But before that, I was just doing a whole bunch of rock and roll, Led Zepp, this, that, and everything else. One thing I want to throw at you real quick here, we haven't hit upon the address of the Coral Pub or doing Elvis's birthday. Would you want me to throw it out there or no?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're on the radio.
Good.
You got to plug away.
All right, cool. So on 22nd of December, I'll be at the Coral Irish Pub, and that's like just walking into a pub right off of the Emerald Isle. It's fantastic. It's been an Irish pub for 60, 70 years. They wrote it up in a neighborhood paper, you know, and the whole bit, the press or whatever it is. And I'll be there starting from 6 to 9. It's at 5522 North Elston Avenue. All right. And then take
my
a
old
light
neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mentioned that. I'm from the Northwest Side. No,
this is
Bill,
my
hood,
girl.
Ronnie,
how come I don't know you?
No. Ronnie, where are you from? Are you
5817? Oh, I ain't gonna tell you that, man. The tax man might be after you. I'm from Austin Central.
Get out! You're from my old neighborhood.
Get out! Where are you from?
Wait, you said Elston and Central?
Hello.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, I grew up Belmont and Austin. You know, by St. Pat's High School, St.
Ferdinand, okay.
Central Euros, Will Rogers Theater, which is gone now.
Yep. And the other one, we're not bumping elbows, but it was a neighborhood close, too. And the other one, I'll be doing A's Rock and Roll Bar. That'll be on Elvis's birthday, January 8th. And that's at 8751 North Milwaukee Avenue, Niles, Illinois. And that'll be that. And, you know, and I'm doing another show. Not that this is all night long here for commercials, but I'm doing a Northwoods Lounge Chicago.
Ronnie B. Elvis commercial. Just take it away. You get the last half hour of my show to plug all your shows for the rest of the year. I'm just teasing with you, Ronnie. Ronnie, you probably come back on.
5242 North Cumberland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. I'll be doing that on the 11th. Are you going to come to any of my shows, girl?
What?
Are you going to come
again?
To any of my shows, girl?
I'm going to come Sunday. I'm hoping to I got to anchor at Seal TV, but when I get my dinner break, I'm going to shoot down Elston to the Corrib Irish Pub and see you.
Hey.
And get one of those sweaty scarves. I'm just kidding.
All right, girl.
All right, let's have a little, give us some Elvisms. Elvisisms, is that what I want to say? I make up words here.
Okay, what do you want to hear? I already gave you a little blue crystal. What else you want? Let me think.
Doesn't Elvis say that? Somewhere on my lip.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I do that once in a while. I go, hey, man, hey, man, there's something on my lip, man. Wait a minute, there's something on my leg here, man. It's like, nah, that's terrible. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will call. No, we got a little gospel there now, huh? All right. Oh, and the rest of my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm just like a man on a present. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What? That was fantastic, Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie, do people think you're Elvis? I know, I know some Elvis performers actually think they're Elvis, but let's switch that.
I don't. I don't need a psychiatrist. Thank you very much.
You don't need one of those. I got that early on. You're not like that. But do people really think you're Elvis and they get crazy?
Oh, yeah,
and
I get that. I get that a lot of times. You got these people out there that, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because it sounded like cut out. Yeah, I got people that constantly go, you know, they think that, you know, the whole scenario of like Elvis is still alive, you know, and I get it all the time. Oh yeah, you know, even if I put a ball cap on backwards and, you know, I can't shave off my my burns and it's just no, yeah you are, no, yeah you are. Oh, I go, no, I'm not. I said, what would that have been? One heck of a real good facelift, baby. You know, it's just how it is. It's sweet. I love it.
Oh, Ronnie, it sounds like it's going to be a high energy show with CDs and scarves flying everywhere. At
you
the
got
Corb Pub, Corb Irish Pub on the northwest side of Chicago.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you.
I'm really looking forward to getting there. So you're starting at 6, right? If you start at 6, I think I'll be able to catch you.
Yep, 6 o'clock.
My dinner break's at
it.
6. I'm going to shoot down Elston. Oh, my God. Too funny. You look like Elvis, too, the pictures I've seen. So I can't wait to meet you.
Oh,
hey, everybody,
you saw
come join
so much
me
stuff,
Sunday
huh?
night. Sunday night, come join me.
Uh-huh.
All right, are you going to leave us with a little blue Christmas again?
You want that?
Sure, or whatever. Any other Christmas song, Elvis sings that most people like blue Christmas.
We'll do blue Christmas. How's that?
Thanks, Ronnie, for being on the show.
Blue Christmas. Without you, I'll be so blue, just thinking about you. Bum, 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 bum. Well, decorations are red on a green Christmas tree. I won't be the same, dear. Hey, Dolly, if you are not here with me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm Ronnie B. Elvis. Thanks so much for being on the show, Ronnie. Check out his Facebook page. Like him on Facebook, facebook.com/ Ronnie.B.Elvis. And we'll see you Sunday, Ronnie B. Elvis.
All right. Thank you so much, honey.
Thanks for
you take
the
care
show.
Now. God bless you.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right. Are you guys ready for the big reveal?
Sit down and rest a minute.
Michelle Ingus, our good inspiration segment gal, is coming up next. Sorry, Michelle, for the hold. You blame that on Elvis. We're going to blame Elvis for that one. I love you, Elvis. Oh, my God. I can't wait to see him on Sunday. Who's coming with me? Text me. We're going to have Michelle and Gus coming up shortly. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, and the big reveal is about to happen. Are you guys ready for this? We're revealing Dolly McCarthy's favorite gifts. Boy, everybody in the world is just on the edge of their seat. I just know it. Okay, we're going to get through this list. There's only 12 of my favorite things on here. Where is that? Oh, listen to this. Here, I got something for you guys. One of my favorite singers is Tony Bennett, singing My Favorite Things. I really need a producer on this show. I mean, a technical producer. I have the best producer in the world, Beth Rivard, but do you guys know this song?
And whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
All right, a few of my favorite things. Gosh, you know, Oprah does this every year. I don't want to be a copycat, but you know what? I could do it, too. Everyone has favorite things. Everybody has a list, right? So let's get through this list. I was making this whole idea came about because I was making my morning eggs before the show with Beth last week. And every morning I do egg whites, and every morning in my egg whites I put that pickle guy jardiniere in there. Beth's like, what are you doing? Oh, I always put jardiniere. This is like my favorite thing. Oh, yeah, then the idea was born. So on the top of the list is that pickle guy. That's the name of the brand. Jardiniere from that pickle guy. And, you know, I think you can check him out on Facebook. I think he's got a Facebook page or a website, you know. But this is the best jardiniere on this planet, that pickle guy. The other thing is, my kids love this too, and I love it because they eat it, but I do love it. This salsa is the best salsa in the world. It's muchacha salsa, and I actually have jars of this. She's dropped it off before because I've talked about her salsa before, so I still have jars of this. I'm going to give away some jars of this salsa, muchacha salsa. That is one of my favorite salsas in the world. Another one of my favorite things, and you know, I got to tell you this, there's a lot of food items on here because y'all know I'm Italian. I have my Irish last name, but I am Italian and German, and the Italians love to eat, and, you know, the gift of food is the greatest gift you could give someone, besides their love, besides your love, giving food. That's the Italian way. So a lot of my gifts are food-related. So the third one would be Cock Robin Toffee. I love toffee, and Cock Robin Toffee is the best, hands down, and you can go pick it up at Naper Nuts and Sweets in downtown Naperville. They have it there every year. It's a holiday favorite. It makes a great gift, too. So check out Naper Nuts and Sweets. They have it over there. What am I on? Number four, Le Chocolat in downtown Naperville has, this is something I take. It's like my dark chocolate regimen, and I take an ounce of dark chocolate every day. Not because I just love dark chocolate, that's my favorite thing, but it's good for you, too. There's a lot of antioxidants in there. It makes you feel good. So dark chocolate, number four, you can get that at Le Chocolat in downtown Naperville. We're on number five, the Colonel's Gourmet Popcorn. Michelle and Gus coming up next. Hang on there. Number five, the Colonel's Gourmet Popcorn in downtown Naperville. They have the best Nelly mix in the world. What's a Nelly mix? It's cheese and caramel corn popcorn. Oh, my God, it is to die for. The combination of it, Nelly mix. Check it out. It's at Colonel's Gourmet Popcorn in downtown Naperville. I just picked up a big tin. Don't tell my son. Got that big Cubs tin. They've got different sports tins in there. They got Bears. They got Christmas tins, and they got Chicago Cubs. They do have the White Sox in there, too. But, no, they do not have Packer tins, so don't even think about it. No, I'm just kidding. But you could go in there and get that Nelly mix. It is to die for. It's the cheese and caramel corn mix. Okay, number six, it's a Bling thing in downtown Naperville. Love going in that store because you can get gifts in there, reasonably priced. And my favorite thing is they have these bracelets, and you could pick out letters and charms and build your own bracelet. So adorable and very cheap, very cheap. Great gift. If you have lots of daughters like me, four daughters, and it's a fun gift to get their girlfriends, not because it's cheap, but it is reasonably priced. But so check out a Bling. It's a Bling thing in downtown Naperville for those bracelets. What number am I on? Oh, my God, I don't know the number I'm on. I lost track. But we have Aurelio's Pizza, one of my favorite pizza places, and you can go in there, and their pizza is the best, one of my favorite pizzas in this world. Check out Aurelio's Pizza. They have a location in Naperville on the south side of town off of 59 and 87th. Aurelio's Pizza. Say hello to Celeste in there, my buddy. They know me by name in there because I'm in there so much. And then another favorite thing is Nothing Bundt Cakes. They have these adorable Bundt Cakes, of course, hence the name, Nothing Bundt Cakes. And they have big bun cakes you can give, you know, bring to parties and whatnot. They are delicious, but they also, what I love, one of my favorite things, are these individual little bun cakes. And I'm going to give away buntlets for a year. Compliments of Naperville's Nothing Bun Cakes, little tiny bun cakes. You're going to get one a month for a year to my callers. I'm so sorry. I think there's a couple callers here I should get to, but I got to get through this list. I'm going to give that away. But if I don't get to you, just drop me a message on Facebook. You know, I'm notoriously bad about that, answering calls. We're trying to get as much in as we can here. Oh, and we also have gift certificates to get a tin filled at Colonel's Gourmet Popcorn in downtown Naperville, too. They found out I was doing this. You know Beth. She works the magic. She tells people, oh, this is one of Dolly's favorite things. She's going to talk about you on there. Do you want to give something away? Sure. All right. So we got that. Then another one of my favorite things is, of course, a coffee mug, a Dolly McCarthy Show coffee mug. And I'm going to give some of those away. Those are fun. They've brought me so much joy giving those out to my friends and family and listeners, people asking for them. Thank you all for being so supportive of the show and being proud owners of my coffee mugs. I mentioned before dancing at Arthur Murray, my favorite thing to do. And did you say something about James? James is giving away a gift certificate. He just told Beth he'll give away a gift certificate to one of my lucky listeners. Another favorite thing is something favorite. Might listen to me. I can't even talk. Another favorite thing that I like to do, besides eating all this stuff and giving away these food items to all my friends and family, is gift certificates to Chicago Marriott Naperville, giving those as gifts. And personally, I love staying there. It's a great hotel. It was rehabbed last year, and we've got a great pool, jacuzzi. It's so, so very festive there right now. You feel Christmas all around you. It's a great getaway for the kids and very reasonably priced. They got a special going on right now. In fact, it's like $169. You get the room, beautiful room. Beds are so comfy, big screen TVs. And then they have, you get the breakfast buffet and the $50 gift certificate and then the $10 gift certificate to Starbucks. It's a great deal right now, and it's one of my favorite places to just relax. I do it any time of year. Even in the summer, we'll go there. And the kids swim, and it's a really great place to go. One of my favorite places to be. And last but not least, right? Have I gotten through the list? Yes, I think I have. But last but not least, I just discovered this thing. It's a new book that went out. Everybody knows in my family that I love cookbooks. I love Paula Deen cookbooks, too, especially. But here's a new cookbook. It's the Downtown Naperville Dishes and Delights, collection of favorite recipes from downtown Naperville businesses. And this cookbook, you can buy it, I think it's like, well, oh, it says here, Beth gave me a note, 11 locations throughout downtown Naperville. You can purchase it at, let's see, little Two Bostons, Twisted Olive Imports, Serendipity, Occasions, Naperville Running Company. Many stores downtown Naperville have this, so you can pick it up for $20. There's 250 recipes in here. And I just love it because there are a lot of Naperville names that I'm familiar with that have submitted recipes in here. And the best thing about this is all the proceeds from the sale of this cookbook support Little Friends. Little Friends, and they support the Little Friends Parade of Lights, which they do every year, too. And there's one recipe in here, speaking of celebrities and people that I'm familiar with that have submitted recipes in here. My good friend Dominique Martucci, who owns Naper Nuts and Sweets, she has a recipe for cannolis in here. I love cannolis. That's my favorite thing to have, especially around Christmas. And something that I forgot to put on the list. Oh, my goodness. There's a bakery in St. Charles, Le Dolce. I believe it's still called that. It was sold last year, so I don't even know the name. I just go in there. Pretty sure it's Le Dolce in St. Charles. If you know it, give me a call or send me a message. But it's in downtown St. Charles, and they have these amazing cannoli cakes. Anyway, I see Dominique Martucci from Naper Nuts and Sweets has submitted her recipe, her family's recipe for cannolis in here. Let's go through this. There's something in here from, let's see. Naperville City Councilman Bob Fiesler has a recipe in there for crustless cheesecake. Hey, Bob, shout out to Bob Fiesler, our Naperville councilman there. And Oh, I see. Dr. Lavaca, he's a dentist in downtown Naperville. He's got a spicy dry rub recipe in here. And Mayor Prado, the mayor of Naperville, has a chicken divine recipe in here, too. Lots of fun recipes, good recipes with fun, familiar faces. May not be too familiar for you if you live outside of Illinois or out of this town, but they're good people, and it's a great cause. So check out this cookbook. It's one of my favorite things to give away, and it's only $20. Great recipes in here. That completes the list of Deli's favorite gifts for the holidays. So I'm going to quickly take these calls and see. Hey there. Hey, you're on the Deli McCarthy Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Dolly, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is Pat from Highwood.
From Highwood. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Do we have something for Pat? What can we give Pat from Highwood? We got to give her. Hey, Pat, how would you like to have bundt cakes for a year?
I would love it.
Would you love that?
I would love
it. That's fantastic. You got it. Thanks for listening
and I just
to the show.
I want to send you my recipe for peppermint fudge.
Fantastic. Do it. You know what you could even do even better? Can you post it on the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page so all of our listeners can get it too? Would that be okay?
Sure. And I am going to put some fudge in the mail to you.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so,
so
sweet.
Good, so easy, so fast. And there's no fat.
Have you enjoyed listening to the show today?
I love your show. I listen to you every week. And I think you're wonderful and fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much, Pat. Okay,
thank
you know what?
You
got to do me a favor. Can you go to my Facebook page and put give me your address, and we're going to send you the certificate for the bundt cakes for a year. Okay?
Sure.
Thanks for listening so much.
Thank
have
you.
A Merry
you
Christmas.
A, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Bye, Pat. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Got another caller here. Quick, let's answer this call. Get a couple calls in. Hey there, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's Dolly. Who's this? It's Dolly. Like, who else would be answering her own phone?
This is Elvis.
Who's this? Are you there? Who's this? Hello? Sleeping on the phone here because you were on hold for so long. Call back, and I'll give you some free stuff. All right, we got to move on. Michelle and Gus. My pal, Michelle and Gus, we need some inspiration. It's the holidays, and Michelle and Gus. Michelle, thanks for being so patient. She's our...
Good morning.
Good morning. She's our good inspiration segment speaker. Michelle's a public speaker and author herself. What are we talking about today? I this show is just up for grabs right now.
So many times I've been talking about that whole thing about being in the moment. Well, today I want to talk about the importance of not looking too far ahead, which I think also ties in with all of us being, and I have to tell you, I'm getting down to the end here of my stuff, but I know a lot of people are running around frantically trying to get ready for this weekend and, I mean, next week. I mean, really, I think Christmas starts tomorrow and goes through next Wednesday. And so the whole thing about not looking too far ahead, because, and I'm going to point out one thing before I get into this, everything somehow does get done. And I have to tell you, I've been telling myself that. I had a really, really hectic week last week, and I told myself that repeatedly. And the key to that is being in the moment. But I want to come back to something else about this, and that's not looking too far ahead. For instance, I have to tell you, I'm one of those people, I think I mentioned this last week or the week before, that I had a tendency always to be a daydreamer, but part of it was that it was just thinking, it was just wishing for time to go by because I wanted to be somewhere else, and that kept me from being in the moment. And one thing would happen is I'd go out in my, it still happens to me sometimes in the morning, is I'll go out in my run for 3 miles, and I'll be thinking about being done. Well, if I'm thinking about being done, I'm not in the moment. And I have to tell you, those runs are going very, very badly. And it's the same in life. We miss out on what's right there with us, and you never know what opportunities we're going to miss or who we're going to miss meeting. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like the holidays either. We have all had our own things that have happened to us that we don't we want them to end a lot of times. We want to be through them, but it's
yeah, I've
even
heard people say, I can't wait to get December over with. I can't wait till this year is over with. Well, there's still,
I know,
how many days? 15 days left of this year? Enjoy it, right?
I know. Exactly.
Why not?
Exactly.
Why not end it on a good note? If it's been a bad year, end it on a good note, at least, right?
Well, and I believe even if it's right down to just enjoying the cookies, if that's all you can enjoy in the holidays, then enjoy the cookies. And
yeah, don't worry about the guilt. There's always next year. Eat those cookies.
Well, I wasn't saying eating too many, but just relish in the cookie that's in your hand. And, you know, be in that moment. It's about the senses, because what's around us, we are where we're supposed to be in that moment. And it's all about how we react to that moment. And there's got to be something good in every moment, something positive. We don't need to let the stress get to us. And this is just one. Starting to work on this now will help us as we go into the new year, because I'm not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions. I run around a park in the morning. Right, that's where I take my dogs. And come January, the park is going to be filled with people, and then they'll be gone in a couple of weeks. You know, it's the New Year's resolutions. They start, they don't finish. So I think you can start stuff anytime. But at the same time, there's something very symbolic about throwing the old calendar away and having a new one to start with. And so this is just a great opportunity to start working on being in the present, because we're much happier when we're in the present too. And like you said, it's about being with people you're with in that moment. You were talking about that at the beginning. And yeah, sure, you could have made the cookies last night, but you wanted to spend time with your kids. And you got the cookies done this morning, didn't you?
Well, they were a little minor disaster, but yeah, you're right. I still
that could have happened last night too, though.
The kids want me to do those candy cane cookies and the reindeer cookies, and they're like the most time-consuming cookies. I got to get those done. I got to get them done today. Can't disappoint them. But we usually have like 12 different kinds of cookies. Oh, and they want me to do cheroots, my dad's favorite cookie in this world. So there's 3 cookies I'm going to get done before Christmas. But instead of the usual 12, I've narrowed it down to 3, and I'm okay with that. It was hard to let that go, but I have to. And we're still going to have a Merry Christmas, despite the fact that we
and
don't have 12
great
different.
Christmas.
Yeah, right.
And they'll probably remember the Christmas more for the 3 cookies, because those are the most special cookies.
That's right. You're right. So looking too far forward in life could make you kind of unhappy. I mean, it's good to do that, but in the moment,
it's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a balance. Even though it's okay to look back, it's okay to see where you're from or where you've been, it's okay to look to see where you're going, and I am all about the future, but we have to be where we're at. And
right.
There's research that shows that I'm not necessarily a fan of research so much as that I know this for personal experience too. When we're happy, when we're in the present, we're happiest. When we're with, we're present with people, and I'm guilty of it. I've been on trips and parties and all sorts of things, wishing I were somewhere else or thinking about my future, and it's not worth it. Just be where you're at. Enjoy that moment, because you can't get that moment back, and you never know how life's going to change or who's not going to be in your life in the future or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of that is you leave yourself open for great things when you're in the moment, because you never know who can walk by, what opportunity, what door can open.
That's absolutely right. Or you never know what child is going to shake you out of your sleep and say, let's go sledding. And you better...
That's right.
Life is too short. You better take them up on that offer, because, I mean, it's I'm a realist too, but I could have stayed sleeping, which I needed sleep. But you know what? Like you said, being in the moment. I think, Michelle, you're a great reminder of how to live a happy, simple life. We love to have you every week on the show. Mm-hmm. And so I love this week's little segment here. And if you want to read more about Michelle, she's got a great book out, one of my favorite books. It's called Conversations with the Water, A Memoir of Cultivating Hope, and it is available on Amazon and at most bookstores. So thanks so much, Michelle, for our good inspiration segment, Michelle and Gust, and inspiredbymichelle.com. Check her website out as well. She's got some cute pictures out there, too.
Thank you.
You have adorable pictures. All right, Merry Christmas, my friend.
You too.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy the
Thanks
snow.
So much. We'll talk to you. Next week's going to be a rerun. Can you believe it? I have reruns.
Okay.
We're on show almost 50 now. Aren't we on 50? And next week's going to be a rerun because I'm going to live in the moment. And I'm going to give Beth a break from producing the show so she can enjoy the holiday with her family. So we might rerun the show. We're not sure. We haven't decided yet. So stay tuned. And thanks again to Michelle Lynn Gust and to all my guests on today's show. But I have one more call. I'm going to take one more call. We have so much stuff to give away. Hello, caller. Thanks for calling in. Who's this? This is Dolly.
Hi, Dolly. This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for listening to the show. You have You've won a brand new car. No, I'm kidding. I wish.
Woohoo!
How do you like listening to the show?
Oh, it's fabulous. I get so many ideas and just insights into how being a normal mom doesn't make me crazy, because I feel like I can connect with a lot of the things that you have to say.
Oh, thank you, Julie. That's very sweet of you. I really appreciate you listening. And how would you like a box of popcorn? Do you have kids?
Yes, I have four boys, Dolly.
Oh, a tin of popcorn, not a box. Beth is looking at me. Are you nuts? I got a gift certificate for a tin of popcorn. Actually, you have four boys. How about two tins of popcorn? You didn't need more.
Awesome. Yes, I would love that. That would be perfect for Christmas.
Well, thanks to Colonel's Gourmet Popcorn and More for donating these popcorn tins to Julie. Thanks so much, Julie, for listening. Have a Merry Christmas, and thanks so much for calling in today. I bet you didn't
know
you were going to win popcorn this morning when you woke up.
No,
how
it
was
made
your morning?
My day.
You know what I want to ask you? Five boys, how was your morning when you woke up? I bet you got like 20 things done before 8 o'clock.
I did.
Was it one of those mornings?
And then I went to work, and then I just got home.
Oh, my goodness. And it's 11:11. Oh, my goodness.
You're
well,
my hero.
So
I know you can do the same amount of things in the same amount of time.
Well, that's what I was asking you, because mothers with multiple kids, it's amazing what we get done even before 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. or kids.
That's because you have the most energy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Julie. Have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too.
Oh, I forgot to tell her to leave a message on our Facebook with her address so we can send her. Oh, okay, good. Beth got her number from the screen. Thanks to Nothing Bundt Cakes, one of my favorite Bundt Cake places. All they sell is Bundt Cakes in there. It's really cool. And to all my guests on the show, Bundt Cakes donated a year of Bundt Cakes. Isn't that a riot? How sweet. Or buntlets, they call it. I want to thank all my guests for being on the show. Mr. Billy Croft, where is his? Let me just play this. You guys, listen to this song. I love this song. Play a little bit more of Billy's song.
You ain't country because you're four-wheel drive. If the lead is stiff side, that's smoking high.
I just had to play a little bit of that. I can't believe I didn't have that queued up during my interview with Billy. What a sport he is. Billy Croft, he's going to be at Scooter's Roadhouse, one of my favorite country venues to be at. He'll be there Saturday night. Ronnie B. Elvis, thanks so much, Ronnie, for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show, too, singing Lou Christmas. Ronnie will be at the Corrib Irish Pub on the Northwest Side, where I grew up. Why am I screaming into the phone? So he'll be there Saturday night. I got lots of things, or Sunday, I should say. Ronnie B. Elvis will be there Sunday. I got your whole holiday weekend planned here, and I even have your New Year's Eve planned, because you're going to hopefully spend it with us, Mayor Pradel and I, at the Naperville Carillon. But anyway, thanks to Michelle Lynn Gust and James Dutton from Arthur Murray, who donated to a gift certificate for dance lessons to our listeners, and to Bill Blagg, who is a musician, and I'm going to be disappearing on December 28th on stage. He said I was going to be disappearing. I wonder how we're going to do that. Amazing. I got to figure out what I'm going to wear that night. Beth hopes that he'll disappear, make us disappear, and we'll end up at the Kohler Spa. How about that? And the American Club Spa in Kohler, Wisconsin. Would you email him and tell him that we really want to disappear and end up there for a month? That would be great. I had a lot of fun today. It was just a fun, goofy holiday show. Who else? Did I get everybody? I hope I did. I think I did. And to Elvis, too. And to all the listeners, I'm sorry I couldn't take all these calls. The show, we're almost a two-hour show right now. We really appreciate you all calling in and being so supportive of the show. It's next week. Beth and I are off. Why are you laughing at me? Next week, Beth and I are off, and it's going to be a rerun. Sorry for all those that look forward to fresh shows. We try to bring you a fresh, brand-new show every week, and we have for 9 months, and we will continue to do that in the new year. And listen to me, I'm rambling here as I'm trying to queue up songs. I'm trying to stall you all. I'm so funny. I'm funny today.
You are.
I'm on fire. Look out. Okay, I want to just thank everybody again, like I already have done like 10 times already. But really, I'm just so thankful for all the greatest gift that you could give me, your presence with me here now on this show. I love that I've gotten the love that I've gotten from all of you throughout the show. I can't thank you enough. It's something that has really meant the world to me. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, okay? And, hey, by the way, if you haven't already done so, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, and please follow the show on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy, and I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for a rerun. And the week after that, we have another amazing show planned. And in the new year, we have lots of big names, celebrities, authors, lots of wonderful non-for-profits, people that are doing amazing things in our world. So tune in every week for the show where you'll get lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for the greatest gift of all. Again, you listening to the show and your love. Thank you all. Merry Christmas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.